The Piper of Hamelin. Hamelin was a small town in Germany. The city was full of rats. They ran about the houses, they ran about the shops, they ran about the schools and the streets. They bit the children, they ate the food, they chased the cats. They were everywhere. All the cats in Hamelin tried to catch them, but there were too many rats. The mayor called the townspeople to discuss the problem, but nobody knew what to do. One day, a stranger came to Hamelin. He wore a cape of many colors and carried a pipe. He went to the mayor and said, "I will rid your town of rats. What will you give me as a reward?" The mayor thought for a minute. 100 gold coins, he said. The stranger walked out into the street. He pulled out his pipe and played a tune. It was a strange, beautiful tune. The people of Hamelin heard it from every corner of the city. All of a sudden, there was a strange noise. It was the sound of hundreds and thousands of rats. They came from every corner of the town. They followed the sound of the pipe. The piper walked towards the river, and all the rats of Hamelin followed him. The piper walked into the river. The rats followed quickly. They fell into the water, and all of them drowned. The stranger came back to the town and asked the mayor for his reward. The mayor said, "You have done a wonderful thing, but 100 gold coins is too much for one day's work. I'll pay you 20 gold coins." The stranger said nothing. He looked at the mayor and walked quietly out of the room. In the street, he pulled out his pipe again and began to play. This time, the sound that came from the pipe was different. This time, all the children of Hamelin followed the stranger. The stranger walked out of the town and disappeared into the mountains. The children followed him. The parents of the children were furious. They marched to the town hall to see the mayor. "Pay the piper, pay the piper," they shouted. The stranger returned to Hamelin, but the children were not with him. The mayor and the townspeople begged the piper to bring the children back. The stranger said nothing. He turned and walked away. The next day he returned. This time all the children came with him. The mayor gave him 100 gold coins. He had learned his lesson.